the Business on RTE Radio 1 with AIB. You see it, we help you do it. AIB, for the life you're after.
Now, Tony Foley, Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at DCU Business School, joins us. You're very welcome to the programme, Tony. Listening to David from there talking about tariffs just before he went for the wholesale machine gun approach last night. Is David Frum right, do you think, in how he characterised the impact that these tariffs might have?
Yes, I think he's been absolutely correct. And I think one of the big problems we have with President Trump is applying rational economic analysis to a decision. I don't think it's strategic. I don't think it's thought through. But on the other hand, it probably appeals very much to his voter base. Normally, there are kind of three economic reasons for tariffs. The most obvious one is you want to support domestic industry. So you may do it strategically or you may do it in a shotgun basis. But basically, the principle would be we'll increase the price of the import. That'll make them uncompetitive and domestic entrepreneurs can get in and produce them. That doesn't seem to be a thought out part of President Trump's strategy. The second one is that it raises revenue, that it generates exchequer revenue or treasury revenue in the United States. And that does seem to be the thought out strategic element, that if the same imports come in, which they wouldn't, but if they did come in and we get our 25% of that, that's a bundle of money to the exchequer, which we can use to reduce income tax or reduce the deficit. So in other words, he would see it as the imports are paying some of the treasury money. And then the third one, which isn't a big issue, is to deal with balance of payments issues. But in Trump's case, it seems to be much more a bargaining tool, that it's a threat to particular economies to do things which are not related to economics at all. So, for example, it seems with Mexico, China, and with Canada, there's the whole fentanyl argument that he believes, rightly or wrongly, but the stuff is produced in China and it's distributed into the United States from Mexico and Canada. So we're going to have this big stick tariff, which will have a very negative effect on the Canadian and the Mexican economy. And that will force you to do the things that I want.
Having announced what he has announced last night, already we're starting to see some reciprocation. Chrystia Freeland, the former finance minister in Canada, who is running for election to succeed Justin Trudeau, she said that we need to have swift punitive actions and threaten 100% tariffs on Tesla imports, something coming from Donald Trump's billionaire buddies. But the reality is the so-called billionaire buddies, with the exception of Tesla cars from Elon Musk, many of the others are in services. Wouldn't necessarily have an impact.
But they should be very concerned, because the basic, I suppose, fundamental argument for Trump's situation is that in 2003, the United States exported just over $2 billion worth of merchandise goods, and it imported over $3 billion worth of merchandise goods. So that's his basic line, which says the rest of the world is taking advantage of us. But in fact, in services, the United States has a surplus. They sell more services, entertainment, financial services, technology services, than they import. And an awful lot of those technology supporters, entrepreneurial supporters that he have, primarily benefit from the global economy, much more so than lots of the rest of the United States. So it's not just a zero-sum game where he can say, well, we're going to win, there's no problems. And of course, as you mentioned, there's retaliation. We've got to remember that the EU, for example, is a much bigger trade performer than the United States.
But the EU at the moment, and it's interesting writing in the Financial Times today, Christine Lagarde, the head of the European Central Bank, and Ursula von der Leyen of the European Commission, they're sort of talking about improving the business environment in Europe. But the reality is, Bernard Arnault, the man behind LVMH, the luxury goods company, he talked about the winds of optimism coming from the US and the cold shower of France. And he's talking about, and along with other companies, of increasing their presence in the United States in order to deal with this.
One of the problems, separate from the trade situation, that the European economy has is that in terms of productivity growth and so on, it's falling behind the rest of the world. So you may have seen recently there was the Draghi proposals to greatly improve the competitiveness of the European economy. So that is a necessary feature separate from just the specific trade situation. But on the specific trade situation, as I say, the EU accounts for, in terms of exports, it accounts for about 14% of total world exports. The United States, about 10%. So the EU has substantial bargaining power vis-a-vis the United States, if the US did the same.
What about Ireland, Canada, Tony? How vulnerable do you think our economy is in all of these tariffs?
We are very vulnerable to what Donald Trump does. If we just look at the trade situation, and he has highlighted the Irish case, again, in a simple view of the world, that we exported 54 billion worth of stuff to the United States. We imported 23 billion. So he's basically saying that's an enormous trade surplus. It must be due to unfair practices. It's taken advantage of the United States. The bulk of that surplus is in pharmaceuticals and chemicals. So pharmaceuticals, we exported 26 billion to them and we only imported 4 billion.
Many of them are American companies.
Yeah, of course. And now we get to the complexity of the supply chain situation. The vast bulk of those exports, over 90% of them, would be coming from American companies. And to a significant extent, they would be bringing in half-finished elements, components from the United States.
That could add to additional complications when we get into it. And no doubt we'll have to see whether these tariffs are coming our way vis-a-vis his decision on the EU. And no doubt we'll be returning to it. Tony Foley, Emeritus Associate Professor of Economics at DCU. Thank you very much for joining us on the programme.